following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Welcome to the Leader Breakthrough Podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I am Terry, and we are glad you've joined us today for, I think, going to be a fun conversation around the topic of coaching in everyday life and in everyday conversations. You know, one of the things that I say to people, if you want to learn how to coach, coach. And if you want to learn how to coach, be coached. And so coaching is really an art that you continue to work on. It's not like something that you master. If you're going to help an individual or ride alongside people, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get in that seat. Let me quickly remind you, our definition of coaching is coaching draws it out where mentoring puts it in. And so one of the breakthroughs for us in helping individuals is realizing that we're coaching people. We're not coaching problems. We're coaching people. And by coaching people, we're developing conversations that allow them to discover what it is potentially is going on and what is that's happening in them as they coach. In the person as they coach. So I want to turn this around. I mean, if you've been a regular in our podcast, you're used to Patrick pitching me some questions and me responding and him and I bantering back and forth. Well, I'm turning it around on Patrick today, and I'm going to throw him some questions because he is a good coach. And he coaches people in all different walks of life. And hey, man, it's time where I get to pitch some questions at you. How do you feel about that today?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just make sure they're good, easy, soft pitches here.
Good, good. You want slow pitch, not any hard fastballs. Huh? All right. So I want you to just talk for a second. How do you use everyday conversations to grow in your coaching? I mean, where do you see it kind of cropping up in the conversations you have with, you know, just normal people during a day as you're interacting with individuals? What is it that you do to practice your coaching along the way? What do you think about when you hear me first pitch that to you?
Well, the first thing I'd go to is the book called The Listening Life by Adam McHugh. And he mentioned that there are about 7 seconds in a social conversation that people get to talk before they're interrupted. Wow. And people are always putting in. And so one of the things that I've started practicing, this is just personal, you know, it's easier for me to just talk about what's happened to me as opposed to what I would recommend to you.
Sure. But
one of the things that I did is just practice asking questions and lengthen that 7 seconds. How long would they talk and how long could I not talk? And so I've gotten into the habit in conversations of doing that. And what it's turned into is actually a genuine curiosity. I mean, not all the time. And my wife would tell you it's not all the time, but I really begin to wonder what is going on inside of them instead of assuming that I know what they're talking about.
Wow. Wow. It really 7 seconds, before they jump in, huh?
Yeah. And you could, I mean, I think it's a fun thing to experiment with when you're in a social situation. Just watch how long somebody talks before somebody else says something. And it happens so quickly.
Unbelievable.
We've developed these bad habits and, you know, without intentionality.
Yeah. It reminds me, you know, we have a common friend, a guy named Robert Grant, who came up with this little acrostic when he uses the acrostic WAIT, WAIT, why am I talking? And man, I have used that a lot in terms of why am I jumping in right here versus listening and let them continue to talk. So, okay, that's good. Good tip. That's the first way. And you know, people out there who have been training coaching, you may not realize that's a way for you to continue to train yourself in coaching. Give me another one. What's another thing that you do during a day, almost in any of the conversations, even if it's unknowingly that you use to practice your coaching, what else stands out to you? What else do you do?
Well, the other thing that comes to my mind is something my dad used to say, and he still says it, is the one who asks the questions controls the conversation. Hmm. And I think of that like a spotlight. And when I begin to talk, the spotlight comes back on me. Hmm. And so throughout the day, I try to think about when I'm with people in the store, or if we're hanging out with friends, or whatever the situation is, where is that spotlight, and who is it on, and who's it highlighting?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. So, and when you say that, like your dad's advice, you know, whoever asks the question controls the conversation, you're more talking about not just controlling a conversation, but actually igniting and developing and enhancing the conversation and helping it to move forward, right? By continuing to kind of stay curious and stay investigatory. Yep.
I would say something that's fun to do is take one question and ask as many people as possible over a week the same question. And what ends up happening is you get so many different answers from that same question.
Wow.
It breeds curiosity in you. Hmm. And so then you start to wonder, well, what if I ask this question? I wonder what the answers would be like. So it's just kind of a fun thing to try. Hmm.
Which actually fits right into coaching, because the reality, I think a good coach is a curious coach. A good coach wonders what's going on inside of that person and is curious to try to, like we're talking about, draw it out through good questions. I mean, it's easy to say, hey, coach, work on your questions, but really it's tied to curiosity. Go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing I was going to say is we all are wanting something to do and we're used to talking. And so if we have something like this to keep our attention as we're engaged with people, it'll help us to not talk, because it gives us kind of another activity that we can think about when we're with people.
And take the talking thing and turn it around and have it become a listening thing. That's good. That's good. Got another one? Got anything else that's kind of breaming inside as you think about ways to practice coaching in everyday conversation, or take a coaching posture as you have other conversations?
Well, I think people's hunger is also the other thing that's helpful to me, is when they actually are heard and cared for, I am encouraged by that. It's something that I enjoy. Hmm. And so when you draw something out of someone, I was talking to someone the other day and they said, I've never heard myself say this. And it was just we were hanging out around the table, and it was intriguing to them that they would be saying something like that. And so that's fun for me to watch that moment happen.
Yeah. 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 Cause I think that moment is like, you know, caps off a conversation that actually has been going on inside of them, but they've never put the pieces together or had the opportunity or someone else's interest to put it together. So then when it comes out of their mouth, you know, you'll hear them say, hey, I don't think I've ever said that before, or I don't think I've even ever admitted that before. But really they have, in a self-talk, in the conversation that's been going on inside as they've tried to reconcile, work their way through, or discover what's going on. So that hunger that's inside of us, I think there's that hunger in each of us to want to know how things fit together, but we need a conversation to actually cause it to happen.
So, it takes longer than 7 seconds to put that
together. Yes, it does. And you notice I kind of came in on you there in about 3 seconds. So let's do one other thing. I got an idea. And you're going to think that's a play on words, but I want to take our idea model because we use this as a way to structure a conversation. Because all conversations aren't coaching conversations, but coaching conversations usually are different in that they're really structured conversations. They have a pathway for them. So we've kind of worked on and developed this idea of the idea pathway. And I want to go down through each of the steps and see what you could do to practice this step in everyday conversations. Because I think you can get better in coaching, even if you're not in a coaching conversation, by practicing the this in everyday conversation. So let me give you an example of what I mean. Okay, so our first step is identify. So idea, the I means identify, and that's identify with the person and identify what it is that's important to them that they need to talk about. So that's what would happen in the structure conversation. How could we use that in the everyday conversation, or what's ways we could actually even practice that? Does that tie back to your questions, or what else could we say there?
Yeah, the way that I would think about this in an everyday method is whenever I run into somebody, they're always coming out of something and there's something that's simmering kind of on the top. And if it's really easy to give space for that to where they'll talk about it. And so questions like, where'd you come from? What have you been doing today? Or if I notice that there's some sort of emotion, just asking about the emotion, and it actually clear, you know, they talk for a long time usually about that, and it clears up kind of where they're coming from and what they're thinking about. And then we get to have a conversation based on kind of where they are now and more present.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I think sometimes we even underestimate the reality of a simple question like, hey, how'd your weekend go? What was the best part? You know, what did you get a chance to do? Kind of that, it just investigating them as a person, as opposed to even dwelling on, you know, what it is we got to go after and particularly solve. So, okay, that's good with identify. By the way, identify is that's some things are actually about building trust and support and treating the person as a person, not just somebody that you got to handle and then move on from. So let's go to the next one, discover, real quick. Discover for us in the idea model is the idea of now exploring and discovering key issues and surfacing what's really going on in an individual's life. How could we practice that in everyday conversations?
So I think when somebody brings up something that they're thinking about, you could ask them a little bit of a deeper question around that issue. And so what's it like from, you know, if they're in a something with another person, you could ask them, what's it like from their point of view? Or what else is going on around this situation? It just kind of adds color, you know, more brushstrokes to whatever it is that they're facing. And it's going deeper. And in everyday conversations, it might throw them off a little bit. But they are willing to talk about it.
And I have used one that actually sounds a little bit contrived, but in an everyday conversation, I'll say to them, people talk to me about a problem or an issue or something like that that didn't go right or whatever, and I'll say, so what did you want to have happen? What did you hope that that person said? How did you think that should have gone? And it's not necessarily, you know, like the first question I ask, but somewhere along the way, I practice actually trying to get them to look at it from different points of view. And I think sometimes that helps people because they're, especially external processors, they're processing out loud and they oftentimes don't know what they think. And so looking at it or turning it from a different angle sometimes can help them. So that's the discover thing. And then idea moves from, okay, we identify with the person, what they want to talk about. We evaluate we discover what's going on, and then we move to our step is evaluation, where it's trying to help them kind of pinpoint what's going on. This might seem even a little deeper, like you were talking about in a conversation, but is there any way we can practice that in an everyday conversation? Do you hear yourself using that more in an ordinary form as opposed to just coaching? What do you got there?
Yeah, I'll take it actually to parenting because I've got 4 kids and I'm in conversation with them a lot. And so one of my favorite things to ask my kids after we talk about something they did that maybe wasn't the best decision, and then, you know, what was causing that. And then I like to ask them, what could you do differently? Or what could next steps be to fix the situation? So helping them move forward in the conversation, reframe it in their minds, has been effective.
Yep. And sometimes I will kind of do the same thing even with adults and stuff like that. What is it that, you know, what is it that we've learned? What is it that we want to actually potentially take from this conversation? So an example, when I'm in with people with meetings and stuff, I'll ask people, how do you think it went? And what do you think is the real issue here? Is there something going on that actually is behind the issue, the issue behind the issue? So, you know, you can practice that in the business setting. You can practice that in the home setting. Robin and I try to be careful not to bring the coaching structure stuff into that. That doesn't work all that well. But sometimes I'll say, so what do we want to do about this? What's the problem we need to go after and try to solve here? So that's the evaluate. And then A stands for action. And action has, you know, obviously has to do with not only kind of trying to solve a problem, but just simply what's the next step? How can we practice coaching in the everyday conversation with the A step or action?
Yeah, and I think asking them what they learned or what they're thinking now, right? So as we've gotten through it, where does that leave you? And what do you take away from this conversation? And I think you could also ask them, you know, what do you think you'll do differently?
Yeah.
You know, next time or something like that. But highlights are always good in this situation. And even in everyday conversations, it's easy to ask people what they appreciated about it, how they felt about the conversation.
Yep. So that's the second part of the A part, getting a highlight or a takeaway. I just actually this morning used in a conversation, I said to this guy who was sharing a little bit about his kids and everything over a cup of coffee, I basically looked at him and said, so what are you going to do about this? And, you know, obviously this is a big thing, but is there anything this week that you want to go after? And even, you know, as a friend sometimes, is there anything I can help you with to try to figure out the next step or anything like that?
Yeah, Terry, that's great. I've seen that. And I think the highlight for me from this conversation is to delay our response and to slow down. And it might feel awkward and it might feel funny, but it will create a space that the person we're talking to gets a chance to share things that they otherwise wouldn't.
And you know, that just highlights for me that we can actually get better at coaching. We don't have to be in some kind of a training event to be a better coach. Just simply by listening, by asking good questions, and by practicing kind of breaking that 7-second rule you talked about, you know, you and I can get better at coaching. So this has been great, been a lot of fun, and we're glad you joined us today. We are exploring, and we explored the whole idea of everyday conversations can be a place to learn how to coach, but if you do want to actually improve your skills or get some training in coaching, you can go to our website, www.leaderbreakthrough.com, and it has information on how to get trained both in coaching skills and how to coach the person. Well, been good. This has been fun to do it this way. We may have to do more of them like this, Patrick. It's been actually fun to see you be on the grill, but you are a great coach, and I appreciate you giving access to some of the things that you know in our time together today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Terry. I enjoy coaching and I enjoy talking about it. So, and thanks for joining us on the podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.